Hey guys, friendly reminder to watch all the episodes in order so everything makes sense. Hey everyone, I'm Becky, in case you forgot about me already. And this is a story about how my perfect life turned into a nightmare. I had just come to the conclusion that my parents have been hiding something from me, though I didn't yet know what it was. My visit to the school therapist didn't work out at all. He patted my head and told me to stay calm and enjoy my youth, and then just kicked me out. What kind of crap therapy is that? I could talk to my mom or just cry in a pillow and get the same freaking result. Now, let it be known that literally everyone around me, except me, were all still taking the fall for everything that's ever happened. My friends were punished for throwing food in the school cafeteria. I was not. Casey was punished for the fight we had with some other dude on campus, but I was not. And in case the point hasn't been made, I flippin' blew up the school and walked away scot-free. Nobody was going to give me answers, so I decided I had to go all in. I wanted to hit as hard as I could, and I took aim at my parents. With the dubious scheme I had concocted, I was sure they would be mad enough to tell me what the hell was going on. We were having a nice, pleasant family dinner one evening when I cleared my throat, stood up, and announced that I was pregnant. I know, it was stupid. I wasn't even dating anyone. I needed answers. What happened next killed me. How should parents react when they hear that their beloved 16-year-old daughter, who hasn't even graduated high school, is going to be a parent? There should be tears, shouting, cannon fire, threats, lectures on abstinence, on the difficulties of early motherhood, on responsibilities, or of my future. At the very least, there should have been some follow-up questions. How far along are you? Who's the father? You know, something. But they said none of that. Dad just nodded. He nodded! The only thing he said was, "Darling, it's fine, we're here for you." And my mother, she was crying, yeah, but not how you'd expect, no. She was happy.
"I've always wanted to be a grandmother."
I sat back down in shock. After dinner, my mom talked about self-care, doctor visits, vitamins. Then she began discussing the name of the child and the color of the baby's room. To be honest, it was a little too much, so I ran away when my parents were still speaking about the exciting possibilities of a baby in the family. I couldn't take it anymore. What was I expecting, and why did I feel so damn disappointed? Then I saw them sitting in the living room, close together, with the same happy, idiotic smiles. It was so weird, like I told them we won the lottery or I got a full ride to an Ivy League college. Not that I would have a baby. Mom took me to my first OBGYN appointment. I had to go because Mom insisted. And, surprise, surprise, it showed that I wasn't pregnant. And more than that, the doctor discovered I was still a virgin. I pretended to be an idiot, saying that I had felt weird down there, and I looked up symptoms and thought it was pregnancy. And Mom, she just started crying again. But this time she cried sadly, like I took something important from her. The worst part of all of that was, once again, everyone remained silent. They didn't punish me. My parents didn't even ask why I pretended to be pregnant. They continued living as though nothing happened. I couldn't play around anymore. I had to bring out the big guns. It's time to play some mind games on their ass. In order to stay on top of the school hierarchy, I've become very adept at what I call persuasion. Some might call it manipulation. Tomatoes, tomatoes. I needed to make my parents lose control, and I knew who the trigger should be. I set my sights on our history teacher. No one was a bigger drama queen than her. So, in the middle of class, I got up, sat on my desk, and yelled across the room to my friends about completely unimportant nonsense. Everyone thought I had lost my marbles and finally crossed the line. I could see rage flicker across the teacher's eyes. I smiled and prepared myself for the onslaught. But instead of screaming, her face just blushed a bit, and she quietly asked me to please sit back down and please stop interrupting her class. What? I was so shocked, I could have sworn I felt a teeny bit guilty, but there was no time for that. I had to go all the way. So I looked her dead in the eyes and yelled every colorful word in my vocabulary. I told her I didn't need history classes and I can do whatever the hell I want. I saw how badly she wanted to respond to me. She clenched her fists, turned even redder than she already was, opened and closed her mouth like some stupid fish. But she remained silent, so I freaked out. I did the next thing I could think of. I rushed straight over to her, pulled off her stupid glasses. They were all big and old-fashioned like freaking Harry Potter. And I threw them on the ground. Everyone went silent. For real, people in the classroom even ducked. Then she exploded. She started screaming that she was fed up and that she'd rather quit than be a teacher for brats like me. I yelled back. Oh yeah? Then why the hell won't you just send me to the principal's office? Why the hell is everyone treating me like this? She took a few steadying breaths and said, I feel sorry for you. Having such a disease, you have so little time left. I didn't want to ruin your last days. What? What? My legs gave way. Suddenly, people started screaming. Someone ran in the direction of the principal's office, but the noise in my head was so loud that I didn't even notice anything else happening around me. Next thing I knew, I was in the infirmary, curled on the couch and looking at the wall. I had no idea how long I'd been there. But as my mind cleared, I began to question. Why the hell should I believe that shrew? I don't feel like I'm diseased. I don't have any symptoms. I'm an ordinary, healthy girl. Sure, a bit active, but aren't most people my age? Plus, I was just let out of the hospital. If they found out I had a terminal illness, the doctors would have told me. Yeah. Besides, I've always had a simple way to check whether it was true or not. I just straight up ask my parents and watch their reactions. They're probably human, after all. I was sure they would expose themselves one way or another. So, when we were having dinner that night, I stood up, looked in the eyes of my parents, and said, Mom, Dad, I know I'm terminally ill. I thought they would look confused or laugh, maybe, but my parents were dumbstruck, and they remained silent for a long time. After about 5 anxious minutes, they finally said something.
Why would you think such nonsense?
And please, dear, don't scare us with a joke like that. But they were lying. As a seasoned untruther myself, I knew immediately. Everything from their laughter, smiles, even voices were fake. That could mean only one thing. The words of my teacher were true. I am sick, and I have no idea with what. My parents have given me everything I asked for, except this. It must be more terrible than anything I had ever done. I needed to know the whole truth. I wanted to know what they were hiding from me. Why am I dying? It was my right. But who was going to answer those questions? Luckily for me, I know where my family likes to hide important documents. So I ran to the attic. Some people use the attic for old junk, broken Christmas decorations, whatever crap. But in our house, it has another function. My parents keep different important papers and bills up there. They use a big old-fashioned cupboard with a bunch of tiny organizing drawers and shelves. My mom called it a burrow or something, whatever. So I went straight up to the cabinet when my parents fell asleep. There was a crap ton of documents and dust. I sneezed the whole time I was up there. Took a couple days, too. But at least I got to know some interesting facts about my family. For example, my mother did an IVF several times because my parents couldn't have kids. Apparently, my dad was adopted. I used to just think that my grandparents died, and that's why I've never seen them. But after 2 days of organizational torture, my pursuit finally paid off. I found them. There were some records from my medical history, prescriptions, recommendations, and a lot of important information about my disease. A lot of it, except for what it actually was. But according to the records, I have been seriously ill for a long time. The only thing was, how did I not notice? Why would they hide this information? Instead, all they did was forgive me for my behavior and saying everything would be fine, but everything is not fine! Anyway, according to the records, I should have noticed that I was ill. It felt as if someone erased my memory. It was the only possible explanation. I mean, by the looks of things, I've had so many blood tests. I've had several procedures and surgeries. I don't know. Then, while curling up in bed, I started to recall something. One day, I passed out in the middle of the road and spent 3 days in the hospital. Then I had a kind of concussion later on and spent 2 weeks in the hospital. And then I had a simple nosebleed and again, hospital. There were a lot of weird cases, just as weird as the absence of punishment in my life. But my focus had always been on what I could get away with. I never even noticed. The doctors would always smile and say something about teenagers and it will disappear. They kept saying that I was a bit fragile, but that's all. My parents were just worried about their precious child, hence all the hospital visits. I trusted them without question. But that wasn't it. I kept searching, and the most interesting discovery literally fell on my head. I had hit the adjacent cabinet with my back, and a ton of different medication bottles rained over me. They all had terrifyingly named titles. At that point, I had my most crucial question in hand. Secrets and insults were devastating, sure, but they weren't fatal. But these sealed boxes with medications. My parents have spent who knows how much on prescriptions, plans, medications. So why don't they heal me? Why do I still have to die? Subscribe to our channel so you don't miss the next exciting episode.